5. Closer still. Ran leaps backwards as the wall shreds. Broken tiles sprays in clouds of dust. The shots stitch around and start to hit the locker bank, punching through the thin metal of the back-to-back uprights. Some of the locker doors on Ran's side deform or are blown off completely. Several rounds slice clean through and strike the facing wall. The end section of the lockers is rapidly mutilated and fractured. As the shooting starts, Zephon darts around the opposite end of the lockers and is body slammed by a Sons of Horus legionary. The two of them crash backwards into the shower bay, Zephon underneath. The legionary, his huge form sheened in white dust, has a power fist and tries to punch down into Zephon's face. Zephon twists sideways, and the fist shatters the tiled floor of the wide stall. Zephon's gun hand is pinned. As the power fist rises again, he stabs up into the armpit with his poignard. The Sons of Horus warrior howls, writhing. Zephon tears his other hand free and fires two bolts up into the body on top of him, blowing the torso apart and coating the white tiles and white dust of the shower bay with blood. Ran is forced back to the barrack room doorway by the rate of fire. He ducks outside, using the thick wall as cover, feeling it quake as heavy caliber rounds smack into it. A few rounds spit through the open doorway and explode against the opposite wall of the corridor. Pistols raised, Ran holds position, weathering the storm. His visor shows him a heat source moving around the locker bank, but most of that is muzzle flash and superheated smoke. The gunfire is now so intense it is dislodging tiles on his side of the wall, sloughing them off the rockcrete so they shatter around his feet like crockery. Then the shooting stops. Ran doesn't hesitate. He swings back into the doorway, already firing both pistols. The Sons of Horus warrior with the cannon, now emerged from behind the ruined locker bank, takes one shot in the chest and another in the face, and is hurled back into the lockers, which further buckle under his impact until they have become a crumpled hammock of twisted metal supporting his corpse. Ran keeps moving. He sees a third Sons of Horus legionary beyond the bank and drops him with a headshot. He reaches the archway. Zephon is back on his feet and moving to join him. A bolt round sings out of the archway, missing them both. Zephon, with a better angle, fires four suppressing shots through the arch, and Ran pivots in. The air is thick with dust. He kills a Sons of Horus legionary with a single shot as he comes through, and the traitor's toppling body actually wipes a brief man-shaped gap in the airborne dust as it collapses. Ran switches right hand, single shot, and puts another traitor into the tiled wall, a plume of gore rising above his head, more magnificent than any topknot. Simultaneously, left hand, 90-degree angle to the right, single shot down the length of the chamber to drop a Sons of Horus warrior attempting to run for the rear hatch. Zephon's behind him, firing two shots to the left into the haze. Ran keeps moving. Bay to the left, single shot, left hand. Hall to the right, single shot, right hand. His multitasking ability is not confined to an ambidextrous use of war axes. Ahead, a service hall. Two figures. Both pistols, side by side, square on and blasting. Both figures jerk and then sprawl. "Replenishing!" he snaps. Zephon has already jammed a fresh magazine home and puts time shots down the service hall as Ran reloads his pistols. More gunfire spits through the dust to their left. Zephon rotates, cool and methodical, and snapshots a Sons of Horus legionary off his feet. Ran keeps moving.